We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, let's get right to it. It is the Morning Take with WCCO's Blois Olson, who joins me right now. Blois, let's start in Brooklyn Center. We talked yesterday about your conversation with Matt Burke. You also talk to Mike Elliott, the mayor of Brooklyn Center, on the Sunday Take. And last night, the city voted for a dramatic change to the police department, although it wasn't exactly the one that Mayor Elliott wanted, and it has to do with kind of the title of the person who will oversee this public safety department.
Yeah, they moved a little over $1 million to policing differently in Brooklyn Center. It eliminates three police officer positions. And then the mayor wanted that person who's going to run this part of the department to be a director. City Council disagreed. Dante Wright's mother, Katie Wright, threatened to take her name, her son's name off the ordinance and the bill because she said they were not fully funding it. It's just not clear how it's going to work. They call it a citizen traffic department. And so in my mind, and I talked to Mayor Elliott about this, you know, in my mind, a lot of this public safety debate is imagining reform requires some pretty detailed thinking because we've been trained for our whole life to see it in one way or another.
Yep.
And I will say Mayor Elliott was much better at kind of laying this out than the advocates in Minneapolis. He used statistics, he used things like that. But, you know, it passed 5-0. So it says, you know, they're unified in trying to do this in Brooklyn Center. But they're, you know, they're all on the ballot this year too. The mayor doesn't know if he's going to run again. They have budget challenges up there. So I think implementation is going to be the key, and doing it during the middle of, you know, rising crime is going to be a challenge.
Yeah. Especially it's a dramatic move, especially with the Kim Potter trial starting tomorrow. It's something that we've been keeping our eye on, and we will continue to do that. Big day, you know, with the Capitol Press Corps today, Blois. It's budget forecast day, one of those holidays for the old Capitol Press Corps. We love them. Governor Walz, yesterday, speaking to the Association of the Minnesota Counties, says it's going to be the best they've ever seen. Obviously, he knows there's some reporters in the room, so we'll create a little buzz on that. But what are you hearing about what the budget outlook for the state of Minnesota looks like?
The number that I will float this morning in the newsletter is $6 billion surplus over the next biennium. A lot of that is federal money, but a good deal of it is, you know, they really revised the forecast at the beginning of the pandemic, wisely so, because you didn't know what the economy was going to do. So they went very conservative. But tax collections to the state have increased as much as $750 million in just the first quarter of this budget cycle, or the first 4 months of this budget cycle, which just started July 1st. So just put that in perspective. You kind of extrapolate that out. You look at the federal infrastructure bill. Now you could have the Build Back Better bill. If they put all that in there, we're talking about $6 billion. And it's going to be, they don't need a new budget this coming legislative session, but obviously with a governor's race and every legislator up, there'll be a supplemental budget, and they're going to fight over tax cuts and spending like dogs and cats.
Yeah, and Governor Walz being perfectly honest about how he's going to brag about these numbers, saying I get blamed for every damn thing else. So he's going to brag about this. Republicans, you mentioned it, with tax collections up, I'm sure they'll be out today saying, okay, why are we collecting so much in taxes when we've got this big surplus?
Yeah, and there's an early poll out from the Center of the American Experiment. It's a light, it's a right-leaning group,
yep.
But it shows that Minnesotans are divided. 28% say invest more in state programs, and then other pockets, 21% say cut taxes or give rebates. So it is a divided Minnesota on what to do with this money. And you're right, the governor is going to try to take a lot of credit for this, and he can take some credit for, you know, a conservative forecast and then higher collection. But his messages of reelection are that, you know, he saved jobs and saved lives through the COVID stuff. And, you know, there's still a lot of people in the business community that just aren't buying the, he did everything he could to help business. So I think he's got to come out with some sort of job growth plan or something like that to counter Republicans. Otherwise, we're going to have a 11 months of that debate, Adam, which will be very exhausting.
Does that $6 billion figure you're hearing about, does that include this opioid settlement that that is on the horizon here?
No, because that will be distributed through the counties and the attorney general. So I don't imagine that that will be part of the surplus forecast.
They so that goes to counties. Okay.
Yeah, they usually don't forecast legal settlements unless, like the tobacco settlement got set aside so that could fund parts of the state budget, but it wasn't ever part of the forecast before we got the money.
Big chunk of money there coming from opioid companies. You know, the holidays fill us up with joy, and they also fill us up with lists. And I would imagine, how many holiday lists are you compiling?
Well, the research team is mad at work. They actually asked if they even got, you know, the holidays off this year, and I said, we'll see. But there'll be at least three lists between now and the end of the year.
Very nice. We look forward to that. Blois, thank you. Have a good morning, sir.
Sounds good, Adam. Talk to you soon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.